revisions to item 6 in your board packets. In item 7, also, there are comments and responses that are alluded to in the original board packet that are now available. And so let me start by asking if there are any questions regarding either of these matters from members of the board. Mr. Diaz?
No questions.
Ms. Cox?
No questions.
Dr. Horn?
No questions.
Mr. Jardine?
No questions.
Mr. Sandell?
No questions.
I have none. I do have one speaker request from Logan Olds with respect to item number 7.
Good afternoon, members of the board. Thank you. My name is Logan Olds. I'm general manager for Victor Valley Wastewater Reclamation Authority. And I just wanted to make a brief comment just so that everyone kind of understands the importance of what occurred with our NPDES permit, because it created quite a bit of consternation on our end. When I began with BVWA 7-plus years ago, one of the first board meetings I attended, Dr. Horn commented on, well, I guess things were going in the right direction. And that related to our ability to improve our treatment plant operation and to address many of the issues associated with suspended solids and, oh boy, just everything that was going on at that time. So here we are, 7-plus years later. We adopted a revised NPDES permit in 2006, which instituted an 8.3 milligram per liter nitrate limitation on the effluent from our facility. Understandable. We negotiated that value. We all agreed to it. What's not necessarily well known throughout both the communities that I serve, as well as I think the regional board and its staff, is what are the impacts of making that type of decision? Well, when you go from no nitrogen limitation to a nitrogen limitation. In our instance, our facility spent $54 million expanding the capacity of our treatment plant from 12.5 million gallons per day to 18 million gallons per day. We, at the time, were not doing what's called biological nutrient reduction as a form of treatment. Biological nutrient reduction is a way to reduce your nitrogen levels in your effluent. So, as a result of the permit, we instituted BNR. We made the necessary improvements to our facility, and over time, thankfully to the cease and desist order, time schedule order, you know, you all were very accommodating, giving us the resources and the time we needed to eventually meet our NPDES permit limitations of 8.3. However, what occurred in this last NPDES permit negotiation was a situation where we did too good a job. Okay? So as you're aware, one of the things you look at is you say, well, this facility is operating this way, which, and our target is here, well, why don't we just move the limit down to here? So it's called a performance-based limit. I mean, we've dealt with it. It's used in any number of different constituents in the effluent. Well, in this particular instance, because you're dealing with a constituent that's associated with biological nutrient reduction, every time you take that value and you ratchet it down, we lose equity in our facility. So think of it just like you know, what's gone on in the housing market. Your home was worth $300,000 in 2006, now it's worth $100,000. The same instance occurs, or the same situation kind of occurs at a treatment plant. We were at 18 million gallons per day. We're given an 8.3 milligram per liter nitrate limitation, which, based on our own internal modeling, now brought our new capacity down to 13.8 million gallons per day in order to meet the nitrate limit. What does that mean? A loss of $42 million in investment that the community made to build that hydraulic capacity. How do I develop that number? The frame of reference that we use in my industry is between $8 to $12 per gallon. Okay, so you build capacity for $8 to $12. $10 is what I'm using. So we lost 4.2 million gallons worth of capacity at our treatment plant, $42 million of investment. So in 2013, when I practically had a heart attack because I saw the tentative permit further ratcheted down our nitrate levels from 8.3 milligrams per liter to, or excuse me, 8.2 milligrams per liter to 7.3, a change of only 0.9. I mean, who cares? 0.9 milligrams per liter of nitrate. Oh my gosh. What that would have meant for us, because we would have had difficulty meeting that limit, is an immediate, and I mean immediate, if you were to adopt the NPDES permit today and it had that number, my board would have an emergency session and we would institute a building moratorium in our entire service area. Victorville, Apple Valley, City of Hesperia, Spring Valley Lake, and Oro Grande. No new houses, no new jobs, no new construction, period. It would stop it. Because again, that performance-based limit would have used up every single drop of available hydraulic and organic loading capacity in our treatment plant. So it's a big deal. But thankfully for us, and thankfully for you, you have some really awesome staff, right? I mean, just fantastic. So, you know, I've worked with the Lahontan region since May of 2000. And, you know, I can't commend your staff enough. They do a fantastic job. They listen. Most importantly, they negotiate and they come to the table. You know, Mike's dealt with me for a few years. He knows I can get a bit emotional about this stuff. But it's because I care so much, right? I love sewage. So, you know, we negotiated. We came to a level that, you know, we're all in agreement. We don't lose the capacity that we have now. You know, we can still improve the efficiency of our facility, and I still love improving the efficiency of our facility because it's a fun technical challenge. So I just wanted to get up here and let you know performance-based limits are good things when applied correctly, but you need to be really careful, and I'd appreciate it if you would educate as many of the regional boards as possible about performance-based limits application with biological nutrient reduction as a means to achieve it. Once again, kudos to Mike and Mike and John and Jay and all of those folks for putting up with me when I sometimes am a little bit difficult. And thank you. Officially, BVWRA has no contest with the proposed permit, and we recommend that you adopt it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from any board member?
I just wondered if staff had any response to what Mr. Old said.
Yes, Mr. Olds is difficult to work with.
He always smiles.
No. It's Mike Plasiak again. No, I think what you saw here is this was the implementation of Resolution 6816, anti-degradation policy. Is it in the best interest of people's state? We're trying to keep the performance to the best we can. We don't want to see salt loading coming into the basin. But we realize that, yes, for every improvement in water quality, there is a tax. There is definitely an economic impact. So we've got to, you know, work that fine line there and apply 6816. And I think you're seeing that we made sausage through 6816, and we've come to an agreement here that is protective of water quality and beneficial also to the discharger.
Anything further from anyone on the board?
Thank you for the education.
Is there any proposed action with respect to item 5?
Mr. Chairman, could I move that we approve items 6 and 7 with the like revisions as appropriate?
I second.
Any comments from any board member? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.